Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Encounter Life Church once again this Sunday. Listen, I'm Pastor Dwayne. I'm so glad that you could be here with us today. If this is your first time joining us at Encounter Life, we don't take it lightly, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend your Sunday morning on our online worship experience. And what we would like to do is connect with you. So if you could, just take out your mobile device and text the word NEXT, that's N-E-X-T, to 301-804-2520. Once again, the number is 301-804-2520, and just the message, just text N-E-X-T, just text that message, and we want to just connect with you. And look, if you don't have your mobile device, you can do it online. You can connect with us online. Just go right to our website, encounterchurch.net/next, and there we have a connection, an online connection card. You can fill it out. Someone will contact you and just, you know, find out how we can pray for you, whatever it is. On that form, you can put, if you want prayer, if you want to know more information about what's going on here at Encounter Life, you want to find out how you can be plugged into small group. You know, we're in our age of social distancing, but we still have small groups going on virtually online. So it's a great opportunity for you to connect with someone and grow in your faith and in your relationship with God, and also be in some community. So listen, again, 301-804-2520, text the word NEXT so we can connect with you. Man, I'm glad that we've been having a wonderful time in our series called Breakthrough, Stories of Radical Change. And last week, man, I just want to praise God and thank Minister David Nutt, who just brought out such a timely word on talking about the point of breakthrough. You know, we all were looking for God to provide a breakthrough. Some of us need breakthrough in different areas of our life. And we talked about people in the scriptures over this series, over the last several weeks, who've experienced breakthrough. But it's important that we don't lose sight of the reason for breakthrough. The breakthrough isn't just for us. And he reminded us last week that, number one, that breakthrough is because God wants to set us apart. He wants to do something through us. It's all about his glory, and he's setting us apart. He provides that breakthrough, that change, that radical change in your life. Why? So he can get glory, and he's setting you apart for his purpose. But also, he also showed us through Job last week that one of the reasons for breakthrough is he wants to reveal to you who he really is. Job said it in the scripture that, look, I had heard about you, but once I went through all this, once Job had gone through his go-through, he said, I heard about you. Now I've seen you for myself. And sometimes God brings you into hard situations so that he can reveal to you who he is. And it's at that point that you're ready to receive breakthrough. I pray you were blessed by that sermon last week. And we're going to be continuing in our series entitled Breakthrough. Before we do that, just a couple of things. Just want to let you know, our own brother Damon Prather just finished doing our spiritual growth class. It's our Striving to Grow spiritual growth discipleship class. I think it just ended this last week. And starting next Saturday, we're going to be launching, our Get to Know Encounter Life class. It's our membership class. And you might have been following online and want to know, how can I be more involved? What do I need to do to be about in a small group? Or what is your church really about? You know, you've been enjoying the messages, and you want to just find a little bit more about Encounter Life Church. Look, I welcome you to join us. I'll be teaching that class on Saturdays around at 1 o'clock. On Saturdays, you can join us for our Get to Know Encounter Life class online. So you'll see the link to that class. If you want to sign up for it, all you have to do is go to our website, encounterchurch.net/gym. You say, gym? Why gym? Because we call that our growth track is the gym. We want you to get in the gym. What do we want you to do? We want to get you moving in your walk with God. So we start with Get to Know Encounter Life, then Striving to Grow, and then our Reaching the Show class, where you learn your spiritual gift. God has gifted you, and we want you to learn your spiritual gift. And then finally, you know what? The Go class is how we want to launch you to go out into the world to enlarge his kingdom. So that's our spiritual growth track. We'll be starting our Get to Know Encounter Life class next Saturday. If you want to sign up, please go online, encounterchurch.net/gym, and you'll see it right there. No, you can click sign up right there, and we'll contact with you with the details, the links, and all of that kind of stuff. Amen. Look, can I pray with you really quick? And we're going to get into God's word for today. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you for the privilege and opportunity to come share your word. And we thank you, God, that we serve the Lord of the breakthrough. We thank you that we've learned, Lord, as we've gone through this series on breakthrough, that, Lord God, that you can give us a breakthrough even when we've fallen, and even when we've fallen into sin, Lord, you are our God who's a forgiving God. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God of breakthrough, that, Lord, when we fall, when we failed and when we've fallen short of, Lord, what we thought we should do in our walk with you, when we didn't represent you like Peter, Lord, was supposed to represent you, that, Lord, you're a God of another chance. Thank you for being a God of another chance, God. We praise you. We thank you that, Lord, that you're a God who hears our prayers, and that prayer is the key to that breakthrough, that leaning and dependent on you. Lord, help us to be people of prayer. And I pray, Lord, that we'll never lose sight of the point of the breakthrough. The breakthrough is not for us, but it's for your glory. And I pray for someone watching us this morning who's in need of a breakthrough in their life. God, I don't know what it is. It could be a breakthrough in their health, a breakthrough in their finances or their family. I pray that they will relinquish their will and their life to you. And so, God, as we come to your word today and we continue on this topic of breakthrough, as we look at family, Lord, for how we can receive a breakthrough in family, I pray that, Lord God, that you will break some strongholds today. Some marriages, Lord God, that are in tension. Some siblings that are in tension. Some children and parents that are in tension. I pray, Lord God, that today that they will find a solution to that conflict and receive a breakthrough in their relationship and their family relationships. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray for our world, our nation. We ask for healing in our land, and help us to represent you well. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, I know we are, again, it is November. We're first Sunday in November, the first day of November. November the 1st is what today is, and it's crazy. I don't know about you guys, but when this all started, this global pandemic, COVID-19, all of this started back in February, I just figured, you know what, we're going to be out of this pretty soon. And I remember when everything started shut down. I guess it was in March when schools closed. And I even know, many of you know I'm a podiatrist, my health center even closed. They weren't even seeing patients. We were doing everything by telemedicine. And at the beginning, I'm gonna be honest, y'all, you know, I love my wife, my kids, and we all thought it was, we kind of treated it like it was a snow day. We were like, oh man, we all at home. My wife, she's cooking and baking, and we getting fat, and we just having fun. We staying up late watching movies. Nobody's going to school. Nobody's going to work. We trying to figure this out. And over time, though, that time passed. And what was fun at first began to be irritating. I don't know about you. And see, I love my family. I like spending time with my wife and my kids. But it's something about when you can't go nowhere. Boy, I tell you, it forces you. When you are forced to be in close proximity with people, sometimes, you know, you can bump heads. And I'm here to say, for somebody who loves a family, sometimes there can be tension. But there's somebody today, right now, who's watching me that you were having issues maybe with your spouse, your children, and your family even before COVID. And now what we're seeing is that, you know what? In our world, we're finding us, the statistics are telling us, because COVID-19 and people are stuck together, abuse is on the rise. There are certain things that are on the rise. People, their family tension is on the rise because we weren't getting along before the pandemic, and now we can't go anywhere, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I'm here to tell you, this is the reason why I'm talking about that, is because today, it might not be the pandemic. It may not be the pandemic that brought it on. Some of you who are watching me right now this morning, you may have been in need of a breakthrough in your family before the pandemic. And today we're going to talk about how you can receive breakthrough, what God's word has to say about you having a breakthrough in your family life. Because I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of conflict that it is. It could be between husband and wife. It could be between siblings, between parent and child. You know, sometimes family dynamics are hard. And I'm here to tell you, you know, there's, you know, people talk about a dysfunctional family. I believe that every family is dysfunctional in some degree. All of us have some kind of dysfunction. I know me. I mean, as long as you got humans, you got a dysfunctional family. And for all of y'all like me with dysfunctional families and you're needing a breakthrough and some kind of relationship in your family, I want to give you a solution so you can receive breakthrough today. And I'm going to use that word solution. I want you to say solution. I believe God's word has the solution for you to receive breakthrough in your family. And look, I want to read this scripture, Mark chapter 3, verse 24 and 25. And this is why family is so important. Jesus in Mark chapter 3, verse 24, 25, he was not even, he's using family as an example right here, but that wasn't even the whole purpose of it, but the principle is so true. Mark 3, 24, 25, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, says, a kingdom divided by civil war will collapse. Similarly, a family splintered by feuding will fall apart. A family splintered by feuding will fall apart. What is it right now that you're feuding with somebody in your family? And I'm here to tell you, look, if the family that's splintered by feuding will fall apart. Jesus was using this as an illustration, talking about the impossibility of Satan casting out Satan. A kingdom divided against itself, it can't stand. But it's so true. A family that is splintered by feuding, if we're feuding, our family will fall apart. And guess what? God has established the family as one of his, as the instrument to be his witness in the world. And if our families are not intact, if we got all kind of mess in our families as followers of Christ, you know what? It inhibits our witness. So I believe that what God wants you to experience is a breakthrough right now in your marriage, is a breakthrough in your relationship with your children, a breakthrough in that relationship with that aunt, that uncle, that family member. I mean, it's so sad. You know, one of the times when you see that tension, really, man, when you lose a loved one, you see loved ones fighting over things that don't even matter. And when you and when they fight over things that don't even matter, and then when somebody leaves and dies, it makes you, it brings it all into perspective. Was that worth it? God wants you to have a breakthrough right now in your family. And you know, the reason why we have this tension in our family, the Bible tells us where all tension, where that source of conflict comes from. If we look in the Bible in James chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, we see where conflict comes from. This is the reason for it. It says, do you know where fights and arguments come from? They come from the selfish desires that war within you. You want things, but you don't have them. So you're ready to kill and are jealous of other people. But you still cannot get what you want, so you argue and fight. You know, all of it comes from selfishness. It comes from selfishness. And that's why we got to recognize God has a solution for your family dilemma. And I want to give you the solution. S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. I'm going to give you the solution to the conflict in your family so that you can receive a breakthrough today. We're going to look at a number of different scriptures. And number one, S, the solution so you can receive breakthrough in your family. S is salvation is at the foundation. Salvation is at the foundation. What do I mean? It all starts with you surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. So salvation is at the foundation. The starting point is for you committing your life to Jesus Christ. You know, see, because that's where all, that's the source of all tension. Tension is sin. And the source of all sin is, guess what? It comes from man being separated from God. And if we want to get the healing in our families, it's going to require you, number one, to submit your life to Jesus Christ. You might be watching me today and you've never done that. God, if you've gotten some family issues right now that you need a breakthrough, you can't do it on your own because, see, in my natural, I live for myself. But now what Christ tells me, now I got to live for him. And so when I surrender my life to Christ now, it's not my will, God, but your will be done. So it all starts with you surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. I said salvation is at the foundation. S, you can say surrender your life to Christ if you want. That is what the core, that's what at the key. You got to give your life to Jesus Christ. See, because that's where the source of all tension came from. When man, we were separated from God. We're born separated from God because of our sin. That's where all tension came from. And Jesus Christ came to bridge that gap between us. God loved you so much that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the sin, to die down on the cross to pay for your sins. So that we who were once at odds with God, there was a tension between us. That's where the breakthrough must start. The breakthrough has got to start where you say, God, I want to give my life to you. I recognize that I'm a sinner separated from you, and I need you to come into my life and save me. See, the Bible in Romans chapter 5, verse 10 says, for since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. What God wants to do, he wants to restore that relationship between you and him through his son, Jesus Christ. And it starts for you, number one, admitting to God that you've been separated from him, believing that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the solution for your sin, and then confessing him as Lord of your life and asking him to come in, forgive you of all your sin, and make you who he wants you to be. That's at the foundation. You got to surrender your life to Christ. But guess what? Surrender, after you've given your life to Christ and you become a follower of Christ, the surrender doesn't stop there. See, you got to surrender your life to Christ initially, but you know what? Surrender is a daily thing that you got to do. You got to die daily. So it's going to require you to surrender. For those of you who are watching and you've already accepted Christ, you know what? You still got to surrender your will to Christ on a daily and a moment by moment basis. You know, you got to give it all over to him. If the solution, number one, you got to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. That's the key. If you want to have the solution to the tension in your family, that's number one. Surrender your life to Christ. But the second letter in solution is O. Once you've surrendered your life to Jesus Christ and you've given it to him and you've committed your life to him, and then you make the choice to moment by moment surrender to him day by day in your life, what you got to do, O, is offer the issue up to God in prayer. Offer the issue up to God in prayer. We talked about prayer being the key for all breakthrough, one of the keys for all breakthroughs. My question right now in your family, have you offered your spouse up to God in prayer? Have you offered your sibling up to God in prayer? The issue that you all are at odds with, had that tension, have you given it to God? Sometimes I get so mad about issue, I don't even want to pray about it because I like being mad. I don't know about y'all. God, I don't even want you to change my heart because I think I'm right. So it's hard. If you haven't done the first thing, if you haven't surrendered your will to God, you're not going to offer it up, the issue up to God in prayer, because you're going to want to have your way. No, you got to surrender your will to God, but oh, you got to offer the issue up to God in prayer. You know, we talk about it. Yeah, we talk to friends. We talk to other family members. But if we really want breakthrough, I need to go to God with that thing first. I need to go to God with him. This is what his word says in James chapter 4. He says, listen, so you argue and fight and you do not get what you want because you do not ask God. I'm here to tell you, when you got need breakthrough in your family, before you even talk to the person you got the issue with, you need to talk to God about it. You need to talk to God about it. And one thing that I know, sometimes I'm upset with my spouse or maybe upset with a family member. But when I make the choice to surrender my will to him and I offer the issue up to God, do you know sometimes I don't even have to bring the issue up to the other person? Because God has a way of doing a work in me without me even having to deal. Sometimes the issue was never the other person. The breakthrough had to start in me. God had to show me there's something I got to do in you. So if you want a breakthrough in your family, number one, surrender your life to Christ. That's number one. Number two, offer the issue up to God in prayer. You got to give it to him. Look, you have not because you don't ask God. And then when you ask God, you ask him with the wrong motives, as the scripture says. Look, that's the second thing. And the third letter in solution is the letter L. You know what your L stands for? You got to look in the mirror first. Look in the mirror first. What, Pastor Dwayne, what do you mean? You got to, in the conflict that you're having in your home, in your family, ask yourself this question. How much of this issue is my fault? How much of this issue is my fault? Before you start accusing, before you start blaming, listen, check yourself before you go any further. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7 verse 3 and 4. This is what Jesus says. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? And how can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of what that speck in your eye, when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Remember what I just said. You offer it up to God. And sometimes when you offer it up to God, he has a way of speaking to you. And during that, he'll say, look, when you take the right steps, look in the mirror first. God will show you. Guess what, Dwayne? You're the issue. You're the problem. It's not Tracy. It's not your wife. It's not your children. It's not your parents. It's not your sister. It's not your auntie. It's not what they did to you. Dwayne, you're the issue. Start with the man in the mirror. How many times do we do that? It's so easy for us to put the blame on somebody else. I know for me it is, man. It's hard. You know, I remember not too long ago, and this has happened to me. several times. As you know, that one thing I tell you about being married, what married has revealed to me, it showed me how selfish I am. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know about any other married people out there. I just know being married shows me how selfish I am. And I'm not even going to talk to married people. Being in a family, right now the pandemic probably shows you how much you liked your own space. And now you don't have all that own space. You got to be in there with other people. It will reveal to you how selfish you are. And one of the things that I found out is, you know, there have been issues in my time of all in my years being married that I'm upset at my wife, and I know I'm right. And then God, I don't know why, and I've said this before, why the Lord always speaks to me in the shower for some reason. You know, he started saying, well, Dwayne, let me put yourself in her shoes. Yeah, put yourself in her shoes. And then when I started thinking about, like, whoa, you know, I had to look at the man in the mirror, and then my whole attitude about the issue changed. God's telling you today, look, whatever it is you want to break through, you got to start with the man in the mirror. Get rid of that log in your own eye before you worry about that speck in somebody else's eye. What are the issues that God wants to do in your life? Because one thing, I know one thing about issues. And when I know about tension in families, the only person that I can really do anything with is myself. So I got to start with the man in the mirror. The solution for you to receive breakthrough right now in your family, in the tension in your marriage, in the conflict right now that you have with your child. You might be watching and you're an adult child right now and you got a parent you're not speaking to. You might have a parent you're not speaking to. You have a sibling you're not speaking to. It starts, salvation is at the foundation. It starts with you surrendering your life to Jesus Christ. Once you surrendered your life to Christ initially and come to have all of your sins forgiven, now you're in right relationship and he's giving you everything. See, because you need him. You need the presence of his Holy Spirit in you to give you the equipment, all that you need, and the power to be able to have this breakthrough, because you can't do it on your own. Once you've done that and you surrender, now what you got to do, you got to say, God, I'm going to offer it up to you. I'm going to offer it up to you in prayer regularly. Offer it up to you in prayer. We talked about the importance of praying for breakthrough. You got to offer it up to him. And then God is telling you, keep your eyes off the other person, but look at the man in the mirror. Look in the mirror first. Michael Jackson said it. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking Dwayne to change his ways. You got to ask God, look, change me, Lord. Work on my heart. The next letter in solution is U. You know what it is that U stands for? Uncover the issue. Uncover the issue. What do I mean? You might have to schedule a peace conference. What do you mean by uncover the issue? What you're going to have to do once you've submitted yourself to God, offered it to him in prayer, you look in the mirror first, and you might have to look in the mirror and do some stuff, but that issue still may be there. So it's going to require you to schedule a sit-down, face-to-face, face-the-issues conference with the person you got the issue with. See, stop talking about them. And let's get to the issue. And that's why it's so important. You got it. But now before you uncover the issue, you're going to have to pray, because you can't come in your flesh, but you got to talk about it. Don't talk about them. Don't talk about the issue to somebody else, but talk about it with God. And then now we can say, look, we got to have an opportunity where we sit down and you got to be in. What do I mean? This means you got to be intentional about resolving the conflict. If you want a breakthrough, and it's not going to happen by accident, you got to be intentional about it. That means you're going to have to uncover the issue. You're going to have to schedule and set aside some time where we sit down and deal with this. Look, because if you don't, it'll hinder your prayer life. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 said, when you offer a gift to God at the altar and you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, you got to leave your gift at the altar. Go and make peace with that person and then come and offer your gift. He said, you got to be intentional. Stop everything else. If you got all this going on, this tension in your life, do you know when you have family drama, when there's something you need a breakthrough in your family, it can affect every aspect of your life. It'll affect your worship. So God is telling you, you know what? You got to be intentional. Uncover the issue. Sit down and say, look, we got to talk about this thing. There's some issues. Some of y'all got some family issues that are right now that haven't been uncovered. They're there, and we all know that they're there. There's some issues that we know that we have. I don't know what it's from your past, some hurt, maybe some abuse, some things that have happened in your past, but we haven't talked about it together. We haven't uncovered the issue. We haven't been intentional about it. God is telling you, leave everything at the altar. Leave all. Stop what you're doing and be intentional. Uncover the issue, the solution so that you can receive breakthrough right now in your family. Solution number one, surrender your life to Christ. Surrender your life to Christ and daily surrender your will to him. That's number one. After you surrender your life to Christ, what do you have to do? Oh, offer it up to God in prayer. On a regular basis, offer the issue up to God in prayer. Stop talking about it with other people. Give it right to God. And then what God wants you to do, once you give it to him in prayer, he wants you to start the healing process, the fixing process has to start with you. You got to look in the mirror first. Get that mote out of your own eye. Get that log, get that big old tree out of your own eye before I worry about that speck in my wife, my brother, my sister, my mom's eye. Won't worry about that. And then uncover the issue. Be intentional. Say, look, we got to deal with this. We got to deal with this elephant in the room. If we want to have a breakthrough, if we want our family to be that light, to be that witness to the world, we got to deal with the elephant in the room. That's the you. And the next thing is T. What the T is, if we're going to deal with the issue, if we're going to uncover it and be intentional about it, the T is you got to take time to establish ground rules. Why is this so important? You got to take time because it's not good enough to just say we're going to talk about it, because sometimes we can just speak the truth. But God wants you to speak the truth in love. See, it's not about you just setting the meeting and being intentional and just saying all your feelings and then hurting somebody, because you know what? Our words, you can't get them back. I used to use this illustration of a toothpaste tube, and I would have the kids come up and I'd have them squeeze all the toothpaste out of the tube, and they squeeze the toothpaste out of the tube, and then one, I said, get it all out. And then I would have one of the kids come up and I give them a knife and I say, now put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's not going back, because once it's out, and now the damage is done and you can't get those words back. I said that to my children the other day. My son, he said something to his sister. I said, son, you can't ever get those words back. So that's why it's important, if you're going to uncover the issue, T, you got to take time to establish some ground rules. Listen, we got to fight fair. We got to be fair with this. It's so important. There's certain things that we can't, if we're going to have some resolution and solution to this conflict, there's certain things that we should and should not do. I'm going to give you some things that start with the letter C that you should never do when we're talking about resolving this conflict in our family. Number one, never compare. Never compare. Never use. Never say, why can't you be more like such and such? Or you're just like such as your father. You're just like your father. How many of y'all have ever heard that? You're just like your father. Or you're not like such and such. Right now, that when you do that, automatically on the defense, because it hurts. Those words hurt. Never compare. But now also, not only never compare, but never condemn. Don't use phrases like you always and you never. You always, you never. Don't start statements with you, or start them with I. Remember, look in the mirror first. That's some things that you could never do. Also, never command. I know my wife said, who are you talking to? You ain't my father. You're not my father. You gotta be careful. Never command. You can't try to end an argument by force. I demand you. I command you. Listen, this is my spouse. It's not my child. You know, God has called us to be equals, right? And so, never command. The same thing with your children. You know what? Our children obey us, yes, because we're their parents. But be careful with saying just because I said so. See, we want to foster relationship and then never challenge. Never challenge. That's another thing. Never challenge. Because when you set up a challenge, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a fight. I dare you to do such and such. Oh, you dare me, huh? I bet you won't. Oh, I'm going to show you. Just because you said that, now I'm going to do it. So never challenge. And then another one, never condescend. Never put yourself up and belittle your spouse or belittle anyone. Never be condescending, and then never contradict. What do you mean? Give them a chance to say what they want to say. That's what it means to look in the mirror. Sometimes we're so ready to get out our opinion, we're not listening to the feelings of somebody else. Be quiet. Listen. That's why he gave us two ears and one mouth. Slow to speak, quick to hear. And then never confuse the issue. Stay on what the issue is. You know, I'm good at this. I'm good at confusing the issue. And I'm telling you, because especially when you hit me where I know you're right about it, then I'm always, then I will, you know, I was like, hold on, but you did X, Y, Z. Well, that's not what we're talking about right now, honey. That's not what we're talking about right now. Never confuse the issue, because I will take you on a rabbit trail. My wife can tell you, I've done this to her before. She get coming at me, and I'm like, in my mind, well, that's not fair. You did such and such. So now I'm going to say, what about that? But that's not where we are today. Stay on what the issue is. What am I saying? You got to establish some ground rules, y'all. Look, Proverbs 11:29 says, the fool who provokes his family to anger and resentment will finally have nothing worthwhile left. You don't provoke. Make sure that you uncover the issue. Be real and intentional about it. But when you do that, take time to establish ground rules that, look, we're going to fight. Because the whole purpose is, guess what, for him to be glorified. It's not about me, not me just being happy. It's about us bringing glory to God so that we can win more people to his kingdom. Take time to establish ground rules. The letter I, we've kind of alluded to this one. Letter I stands for, yep, it's not about me. I said look in the mirror first. Yes, start with me, but it's not about me. What do you mean? Move the attention away about how I feel. See, it's not always, I got to look in the mirror first. Looking in the mirror first really does make it about the other person. Let me put myself in somebody else's shoes. Have you done that? In that family situation, have you done that? Put yourself in somebody, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. It's not about me. Sometimes we are in such a self-absorbed society right now. We're in a me society. Look at Facebook. Look at Instagram. Everybody is pointing your attention to them. And God is telling you, if you want to have a breakthrough, you got to recognize it's not about you. We got to have the mind that Jesus Christ had. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. He says, don't think only about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they're doing. Your attitude should be the same that Christ Jesus had. And what was his attitude? It was not looking at number one. It was looking out for me. See, Jesus' attitude, he thought he, being God, he in very nature God, did not seek equality with God, but he became obedient to death. He made himself a servant. And that's what God is calling you to do. If you want a breakthrough in your family, it starts, number one, you got to surrender. Surrender your life to Christ. And surrender your will to him on a daily basis. That's S. Oh, you got to offer the issue up to him in prayer. Offer the issue up to him in prayer. What's going on in that family right now? What is the issue? Offer it to God in prayer before you start talking to family members or even going to that person in your family that you got an issue with. Offer it up to God in prayer, number one. And that's what you got to do. Offer it to God in prayer. And then the letter L, look in the mirror first. Look in the mirror first. Start with you. Say, look, let me get that mold out of my own eye. Let me get that big old tree out of my own eye before I worry about that little speck in somebody else's eye. And then what do you have to do? Uncover the issue. What do you mean? Be intentional. Set a time where we sit and we talk about it. Stop talking around it and let's deal with the issue. But if we're going to uncover the issue, we got to take time to establish ground rules. Make sure that you honor one another. Don't ever compare. Don't condemn. Don't command. You know, don't be condescending. Don't challenge. Don't do those things. You got to think of others before we think of ourselves. That's what God has called you to do. And then what does he say? After you take time, then you got to recognize it's not about me. You have the mind of Christ. Letter I. It's not about me. I got to think about the other person more than I think of myself. It's not about man, that's not fair. I know, man, one of the things I praise God for all the brothers in my life and men in my life. I remember when I got married, one of the things they did, I didn't have a traditional bachelor party where, you know, it was crazy. Well, my bachelor deal was some brothers from my church came and took me out to eat, and they just poured advice into me and poured their wisdom into me. And I remember one of the brothers I always used to share with me, a couple of brothers. I remember Clarence Callahan from here at our church. He always used to talk to me. It's not about being fair. It's not about fair. Marriage is not about what's fair. It's not about, okay, you did this, I did that. See, it's not about me. You know, and though I appreciate that advice that I carry with me to this day. And that leads me to the next letter O. You know what that is? That advice I had. See, the next letter O is you got to be open to receive advice and counsel. See, if you want to fix the problem, you got to be open to receive advice and counsel. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Sometimes there's issues that you're having in your family that have been generational. There's some things that you're having in your family right now that you have tried. You're not going to fix on your own. And God is going to require you to get somebody outside of you. There are people who are professionally trained, spiritually trained, to be able to help you navigate those issues. And guess what? You know what? Our family has sat down with them. There's nothing wrong with you getting some counseling help. Today, if you need a breakthrough in your family, stop trying to work it out on your own. Now, I remember this sketch by Sinbad, the comedian Sinbad, a long time ago, and he talked about African Americans. He was making a joke how all of us, man, we don't like to get help. We don't like to get counsel. We just sit there and try to work it out. And we run ourselves crazy trying to work it out. And God says, stop trying to work it out on your own. You got to be open to receive some counsel. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. It says, fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. Fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. Today, if you're in need of a breakthrough in your family, stop trying to do it all on your own. Y'all, you've done that before. You've tried that. Your marriage, you know what? Stop. Don't be prideful. Some of you are saying, look, I don't want nobody in my business. Sometimes we need somebody in our business because it helps me see myself better. It's called accountability. And sometimes I don't want people in my business because I don't want people to know my stuff ain't like it need to be. Sometimes you got to expose some stuff. I ain't telling you. And look, you got to watch who you get counsel from. Everybody ain't ready to handle it. But you need to get godly counsel, people who are trained and prepared to give you what you need, people who can bring the God's word to bear and on your situation. And I say this. Why do I say it's so important? I'll use this phrase all the time. It's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. It's hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. You need somebody outside of the situation to come in, shed some light, who does not have a horse in the race that can give some godly counsel to you right where you are. Remember, Proverbs 12:15, fools think they need no advice. Fools think they need no advice, but the wise listen to others. Last letter in solution. If you want a breakthrough in your family today, the last letter is N. After you've done all that, after you've surrendered your life to Christ and then daily surrender your will to Christ on a regular basis, and you've offered it up to God in prayer, and you're saying, God, I want to look in the mirror first, and I made the decision to uncover the issue and stop hiding it and just bring it out in the open. And we took time to establish some ground rules, and I see it's not about me, and God, I'm open to counsel. Do you know there are some issues in families, some issues in marriages, some issues between siblings and parents and children that are so grained and in deep that it's just not going to happen overnight? And I want to leave you with this. The N is never give up. Never give up. You know, the Bible says, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The word tells us to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. I'm here to tell you, it's his will that you have a breakthrough in your family. So never give up. Sometimes if somebody's not ready for resolution, you can't force them. But you know what you can do? You can still battle on your knees, because it's God's desire for you to have that breakthrough in your family. Why? Because he wants to use your family to win somebody else. Remember, it's not about us. What was the whole purpose of the breakthrough? Because he wants to set you apart. He wants to reveal to you afresh who he really is so that he can use you in the life of somebody else. Today, if you're watching me, and I don't know if it's your marriage, I don't know if it's the relationship with your children, I don't know if it's the relationship with a sibling or some other family member, you got some stuff in your family that is generational. There's some strongholds right now in your family that are preventing you. You might be a young person watching me right now, and that you know there's some things God's called you to in your life, but because of the strongholds and issues that you're holding on to from your family, you haven't been able to break through. God is calling you, release you to receive breakthrough today, and he's giving you solution. Number one, surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to Christ. If you've already done that, now he's telling you daily, you got to surrender to me. You know what that means? Die. You got to die to yourself. But Jesus said, if anybody wants to come after me, they got to take up their cross daily. You got to take up that instrument of death and follow me. It ain't going to be easy. You got to count the cost. But the rewards are out of this world. Offer it up to God. 2 weeks ago, we talked about prayer. Have you been praying about the issue? If not, you know, it's so easy to talk about it, but I talk about it to people who can't do nothing about it. If I'm going to talk about it, let me talk about it to the one who's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let me talk about it to the one who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or imagine. Let me talk about it with the one who designed and created the family. Let him be the mender. Let him fix it. Let him show me as I look in the mirror first. And then make the decision to be intentional. That might be something you've been afraid to bring it out, to bring it in the open. Everybody knows it's there. Maybe you've been watching and say, you know what, Pastor Wayne, I got to uncover the issue. I got to schedule a time to say, y'all, we need to talk about this thing. If you need to do that, I pray you do that today. And when you do, make sure that you take the time to establish the ground rules so that, you know, we're not doing all those negative C's, not comparing or condemning or commanding or challenging and all of that stuff. Make sure that we do it the right way, that we honor one another, that we do it the right way, that we're not trying to offend one another, because sometimes the nature of the issue is already naturally could be offensive. Don't add fuel to the fire. Take time to establish the ground rules. It's not about me. It's not about me. Recognize this. It's not about me. And then listen, get some counsel. Open the council and keep on keeping on. Never give up. And I believe that God will allow you to see a breakthrough in your family so he gets glory and his kingdom gets enlarged. Amen. Let me pray with you today. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to come and share your word. And I thank you, Lord God, that your desire is for breakthrough in families. Because, God, you created the family to be, Lord God, a picture of your relationship to us. Lord, you created the family to be your instrument to win this world for Christ. And I pray that we will have families that reflect your glory. And I pray for people today right now who are watching me under the sound of my voice who are having some conflict in their family. I pray for healing. I pray for breakthrough. I pray that, Lord God, that you will call somebody today to surrender their life to you. And for someone who's already surrendered their life, that they will surrender their will to you on a daily basis. In Jesus' name. As I close, before I leave, I don't want to give somebody an opportunity. I said it the first thing. Salvation is at the foundation. Man, if you want to break through in your family, you may be watching me today and you've never come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to tell you right now, you could try in your own strength. God is saying, look, I want to come in and provide you what you need to be able to do it. And the ultimate tension, you might be at tension with your family, but I'm here to tell you, we're all born at odds with God. We're born at odds with God because of our sin, and God made a way to restore that relationship, and you can have that relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ, today. That's the foundation for the solution for your conflict. That's the foundation for you receiving breakthrough in your family. It's going to start with you committing, admitting to God, hey, God, I'm a sinner separated from you. What it means is just that you're not perfect. You got to admit to God for the first time to God, I admit to you that I'm not perfect and I will never be able to have a relationship with you based on my own merit. So admit to God that I've sinned against you, that I've fallen short of your glory. B, you got to believe that Jesus Christ was the solution for your sin. You got to believe that God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you, and that he was buried and that he rose again. And see, you must confess him to be Lord of your life. Ask him to come into your life, forgive you of all your sin, and make you who he wants you to be. And when you make that decision, guess what? He said, listen, I will give you eternal life and you never perish. And he said, but I also came that you have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to have an abundant life. I want you to have a vibrant family life. And he will give you his precious Holy Spirit to empower you to be able to have that breakthrough in your family. If you want that relationship today, why don't you just pray with me? I want to say a simple prayer. You can repeat this after me. If you would like a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, just say, dear God, thank you for loving me. I admit today that I'm not perfect. I admit that I've sinned against you, but also believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross just for me. I believe he was buried and that he rose again. Today, I confess you as Lord of my life. I ask that you come into my life, forgive me of all my sins, and make me who you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you made that decision, congratulations. Welcome to the family of God, and we want to know about it, and we want to help you grow. So if you could, take the time to text the word NEXT, N-E-X-T, to 301-804-2520. Text the word NEXT to 301-804-2520 so you can find out, what do I need to do next in this walk with God? We want to equip you. If you don't have a way to text, you can go to the website, encounterchurch.net/next, and click and check the box, I accepted Christ today. Look, if you're there and you need a breakthrough in your family, I pray that God, that you receive that breakthrough, that you apply this solution, S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, apply it to your family situation and watch breakthrough happen as you surrender your will to Christ and begin to offer it up, the issue to him in prayer. Amen. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Have a wonderful week, everybody.